Happy Friday out there, Team 42. It's your skipper here, Darius Dell, to present our macro minute for Friday, March 6, 2026. Hope everyone's having a great week. So as always, we'll start with the executive summary from today's leadoff morning note. So let's dive right in. Today's key macro question is AI causing a recession in the U.S. economy? Our answer is no, but it is likely perpetuating the jobless recovery we have been warning about for several quarters. Here are the most important things we learned today regarding the six key macro cycles that influence the momentum and dispersion within and across asset markets on a trend basis, starting with the growth cycle. The February jobs report and February retail sales data did not support our grid model outlook for accelerating growth and supported our grid model outlook for slowing inflation. The weak negative impulses in private sector employment and average weekly hours and strong negative impulse in private sector average hourly earnings in February supported our jobless recovery, structural uptrend in productivity growth, and continued disinflation driven by housing and labor theses. The weak negative impulse in private sector labor income in February did not support our paradigm C theme, but it did support our jobless recovery and structural uptrend in productivity growth theses. The weak negative impulses in the U3 headline unemployment rate and U6 underemployment rate and strong positive impulse in the employment diffusion ratio in February supported our paradigm C theme. The strong positive impulse in temporary employment, weak negative impulse in cyclical unemployment, and strong negative impulse in the long-term unemployment in February also supported our paradigm C theme. Moreover, initial and continuing jobless claims currently signal a low probability of a developing recession in the U.S. economy. The 42 macro business cycle model and 42 macro Fab 5 recession signaling indicators currently signal a low probability of a developing recession in the U.S. economy as well. The strong negative impulses in the civilian labor force participation rate, and employment to population ratio in February supported our jobless recovery thesis. FYI, the current levels of the labor force participation rate and employment to population ratio are on par with levels from the mid-1970s and mid-1980s, respectively. Per the December JOLTS report, the sharp contraction in private sector job openings signals a rising probability of a jobless recovery amid AI diffusion. The dramatic underperformance of employment growth relative to the growth rates of corporate profits, retained earnings, equipment investment, and labor supply supports our jobless recovery thesis as well. The growth rate of the civilian labor force is finally catching down to the negative growth rate of private sector employment as of February. Lastly, the strong negative impulses in headline and core retail sales in January did not support our paradigm C theme. In the Eurozone, the final Q4 GDP and employment data generally supported our outlook for moderating growth. Nothing significant with respect to the inflation cycle, transition to the monetary policy cycle. The consensus narrative regarding the, quote, lower break-even rate of employment due to the administration's immigration policy is at best misguided and at worst politicized. Since the start of the Trump 2.0 administration, labor supply has increased by 392,000 workers due to the 988,000 increase in native-born worker supply and minus 596,000 decrease in foreign-born worker supply. Meanwhile, total employment has decreased by 194,000 jobs on a non-season adjusted basis because you have to use those data points to make us all apples and apples. Over the past year, labor supply has increased by roughly 90,000 workers due to the 621,000 increase in native-born worker supply and minus 530,000 decrease in foreign-born worker supply. Meanwhile, total employment has decreased by 391,000 jobs. There are roughly 1.6 million prime-aged workers who are currently not in the civilian labor force. If the missing 1.6 million workers were counted among the ranks of the unemployed, the U3 headline unemployment rate would be 5.4%, not 4.4%. Reminder, alongside globalization, the diffusion of internet technology contributed to a jobless recovery in the early 2000s. The low hire, low fire condition of the labor market per the below trend levels of the private sector hires rate and private sector layoffs and discharges rate, fired workers are finding it more difficult to find jobs per the uptrending, above trend, and structurally elevated long-term unemployed ratio. The latest value of 25.3% is 880 basis points above the long run mean. Reminder, the true promise of AI isn't mere efficiency gains. AI is a rapidly scalable tool to cut what is still most companies' biggest cost, which is labor. Reminder, the Powell Fed was performing QE with reported CPI greater than 8% in April of 2022 and reported GDP growth of 4% in the first quarter of 2022. Data points in hand. Data points in hand, still performing QE, yet we can't get rate cuts get the Fed to take the rate back to a neutral setting or even an easing bias in the face of very obvious signals from the jobless recovery perspective. So I hate the fact that, you know, one guy is sitting here with a Bloomberg outperforming the Fed in terms of forecasting labor market dynamics. I don't like that for our country. But look, this Fed is this tardy pal Fed is lagging. You know, it's continuing to apply downward pressure upon the labor market with a restrictive policy setting. And as we've seen in today's jobs report, that is a policy error. It's a policy error we've been warning about explicitly since last July. And so it's almost, I mean, we're in March of 2026. We started warning about this in July of 2025. This is a problem for the country in terms of the politicized nature of U.S. monetary policy. And I'll move on. In terms of the fiscal policy cycle, tracking the spectacular failure of DOGE, which we accurately predicted going back to the fall of 2024 when Elon had that stupid chainsaw on stage, 24 out of every 10, yes, you read that correctly, 24 out of every 10 jobs created in the Trump 2.0 economy have come from a government or government adjacent sector, up from 8 out of 10 during the final 2 years of the Biden administration. Moreover, at minus 6.7% of GDP, the budget deficit is now wider on an annualized fiscal year-to-date basis in fiscal 2026 than it was in fiscal 2024 at minus 6.2% when the Biden administration unsuccessfully accelerated expenditures to get Kamala Harris elected. In terms of liquidity and positioning cycles, nothing actionable with respect to our Bayesian priors. Continue reviewing to learn whether our institutional grade risk management overlays, KISS and Dr. Mo, are evolving their signals in response to these or anticipated fundamental dynamics. All right, transitioning to our 42 micro dashboard, as always, a wrap up with a question from our community. It says, it reads, I hope this info is factored into the market analysis of 42 macro. It reads, I just learned that number one, if Iran easily with drones hit several desalinization plants in the Middle East, all of the Gulf states will be without water. These desalination plants, I'm sorry, struggling with that word, cannot be defended in all practicalities. Two, if the Strait of Hormuz is closed, then all of the Gulf states would have no food supply. Three, Iran can easily hit oil fields with cheap drones during the Ukraine-Russia conflict. They cannot be defended in all practicalities. Four, if Iran has own vulnerabilities with respect to water shortages and diverse demographics, all targeted by Israel, US. Number five, top cleric who was taken out was not Iran's cleric, but instead a top religious leader of 300 million Shias scattered throughout the region. Basically, we started a religious war with the Shia Muslims. Continuing to read on. I hope the above information is factored into the market analysis of 42 Macro. I personally wouldn't want to know how to analyze this for market impact. I hope somebody does. I got this information from here, respectfully. So the first thing I'll say is this is an institutional grade macro risk management process. We have many of the top asset managers across Global Wall Street, not just asset managers, pension funds, insurance funds, family offices, investment advisors, you know, many of those top firms and funds, the ones you see on TV, on the Bloombergs and the CNBCs and the Fox Businesses of the world, they're customers of ours. And so, you know, we're not gonna run our investment research process or our macro risk management process rather, you know, from the whims of what people think is important. I've been doing this for almost two decades, and I'm going to tell you exactly what's important when I'm going in and out of these institutional meetings. It's growth, it's inflation, it's monetary policy, it's fiscal policy, it's liquidity, it's position. It's not tariffs, it's not geopolitics, it's not desalination plants, it's not top clerics, it's not the Strait of Hormuz, it's not drones. It's not complicated political objectives. None of that stuff matters with respect to the trending dispersion and momentum within and across asset markets. Let me say that again. The only things that matter to determining the trending momentum and dispersion across factors within and across asset markets are growth, inflation, monetary policy, fiscal policy, liquidity, and positioning. And that's not to be dismissive of obviously what appears to be an escalating geopolitical conflict or this question here, but it is to say that let the experts handle it. You know, and so again, if this stuff matters, then it's going to impact the growth, inflation, monetary policy, fiscal policy, liquidity, and positioning cycles. If this stuff here, Iran attacking desalination plants and disrupting the food supply in the region, or pissing off 300 million Shia Muslims, if this stuff actually matters, then it's going to eventually impact the growth, inflation, monetary policy, fiscal policy, liquidity, and or positioning cycles, period. So when you're interpreting news, because again, don't forget, our friends in the media, which again, these are friends, they're friends of ours, they help support our business, we help support their business, but don't forget, they're in a different business than us. We are in the business of helping investors stay on the right side of market risk across multiple market cycles so they can compound returns from higher net asset values that allows them to grow their wealth faster and achieve their strategic investment objectives, which I've been arguing for a very long time that for every retail investor should summarily be retiring on time and comfortably. And so our entire macro risk management process and all the proven quantitative techniques that were infused throughout our macro risk management process are designed or are optimized for helping investors achieve that goal of compounding returns across market cycles, generally staying on the right side of market risk. And so you're not going to do that worrying about Iran attacking food supply, water supply, or pissing off Shia Muslims or the Shia Muslims pissing off the U.S. administration. You're not going to do that. You have to stay. You take your focus budget, which is finite, by the way, especially if you're a retail investor. You're not sitting there with 8 screens for 12, 14 hours a day. You're checking in, watching YouTube in between, you know, on your lunch break at work. You're not going to be able to keep up with the folks like me looking at 8 screens all day, or the folks like the clients we serve across the global buy side that are staring up 8 screens all day. You know, the media wants you guys to believe that this stuff is what matters. But the folks like me and the folks like we serve in our Pro-to-Pro service, who are staring at 8 to 12 screens all day for 12 to 15 to 18 hours a day, we know what matters. And we're telling you right now, it's growth, it's inflation, it's monetary policy, it's fiscal policy, it's liquidity positioning. If this stuff matters, it will eventually impact one of those cycles. And so that's why we use our focus budget and we attack those cycles. Your focus budget is finite, it's not infinite. So you can't just take the bait every time the media wants to sell you something that gets you to engage with an ad. Again, they're in the selling of ad businesses. We are not in the selling of ad business. We're in the keeping investors on the right side of market risk business. And I'm telling you right now, we've been doing that at an extremely high level. Just take a second, click on our testimonials page. Spend 30 seconds, 50 seconds, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 3 minutes, however long you want to spend on this page. You're going to be overwhelmed with joy for how many wonderful people around the world are having their lives changed by our research and risk management. And so we're really grateful for that. Really grateful for you guys tuning in. We'll wrap it up there. Darius Dell here presenting our Macro Minute for Friday, March 6, 2026. Best of luck out there today. If all heck breaks loose this weekend or any other weekend, just know that you don't have to live in fear of these, you know, geopolitical conflicts and dynamics. You can use our institutional grade risk management overlays, KISS and Dr. Mo, to help you manage risk in your portfolio in the same way that many of the top funds across Global Wall Street are managing risk in their portfolios. That's why these people are reporting such phenomenal results. So we'll wrap it up there. Everyone have a wonderful weekend. Cheers.
Disclaimer, 42 Macro does not provide, and no portion of our content purports to be, individualized or specific investment advice. And 42 Macro does not provide investment advice to individuals. All information provided by 42 Macro is general in nature and is made without regard to individual levels of sophistication or investment experience, investment preferences, objectives, or risk parameters, and without regard to the suitability of the content for individuals or entities who may access it. No information provided by 42 Macro should be construed as an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any security or investment vehicle, nor should it be construed as tailored or specific to you or consumer thereof. You understand and agree that our content does not constitute specific recommendations of any particular investment, security, portfolio, transaction, or strategy, nor does it recommend any specific course of action is suitable for any specific person or entity or group of persons or entities. At any point in time, the employees of 42 Macro may own a portion of or all the ETF securities discussed in 42 Macro Research content. 42 Macro Research content is based upon information from sources believed to be reliable. 42 Macro is not responsible for errors, inaccuracies, or omissions of information, nor is it responsible for the accuracy or authenticity of the information upon which it relies.